White, W.C. White, May. Sanitarium Farm, Hornsby Junction, New South Wales, Australia. January 14, 1900. Dear children, Willie and May White. I have received the communications from Sunnyside. I am real sorry May cannot come. I thought it might be a change for her, but I did not press the matter urgently, thinking it might discommode the family, and not knowing just how you could spare her from the home. But it would please me very much to have her come. May is very dear to me. I always enjoy her society. I thought she would enjoy being surrounded with fruit. I never thought of the blackberries. We shall have to let Maggie and Minnie attend to that business. I designed to get blackberries from Pringles. We have some on our bushes, but not a stock large enough. Now, in regard to May White, I see the fruit time at home may need her. In regard to her coming, we may remain here 2 weeks longer. Anytime she sees she can come, we will meet her at the station, if you will let us know. In regard to brother and sister Caswell, have them come. It will do them good. There is no place where they could be accommodated in the house, but there is a tent here that could be pitched, and they could occupy it. We brought only what bedding we will need for ourselves. It has been cool and very pleasant here. When we shall leave, we could leave them our wire spring cots or stretchers, but we must use them while we remain. They will have to take care of themselves. The atmosphere is more bracing here than at Currumbong. We would welcome them when they come. Will they come with their horse and carriage, or shall we go for them to the station? There is a most beautiful smooth road to drive. If they want variety, there is a rough road with rocky scenery. I see nothing making it essential for them to remain away from this place, or for Brother Caswell to have to tax his strength. If they have the appetite we have, they will grow stronger. Sarah has just begun to rest. She had very hard work at first preparing the way for us. She sleeps from 1 to 2 hours in the daytime, besides sleeping full hours at night. Should Brother and Sister Caswell come, they must come prepared to take care of themselves. Then, the tent being pitched, should May come, she could bring my 2 grandchildren, the boys, as they can travel without expense. With the tent pitched, the children would not be mixed up with those already here. You know the children would enjoy the farm as well as we. I wish you had stated plainly the reason why May could not come, if it is the fruit to take care of, or if it is that I did not make my invitation so full and hearty as I should. I did not include the children, because a home of 4 rooms would not afford accommodations for 3, beside 5 persons. But in such weather as this, I thought we could curtain off the piazza and manage it so that some of us could occupy that. But if the tent is pitched, then there is plenty of room for the youngsters and all to be accommodated. Now, I do not urge this, because you know just how you are situated. We gladly see you. In regard to Brother Ryan, you could not find a more faithful, conscientious, diligent, trusty man to be on the place. I should say if you can possibly find some other man in the place of Brother Ryan to make the brick. Do not change him to Currumbong. He is a fit here. Brother Woodward is a pleasant, retiring, modest man, his wife a pleasant woman. I do not think they understand much of the truth, but they are eager to learn. I do not think they know what family prayer is. He was a Roman Catholic and has been converted to receive the truth, but knows but very little of the Bible. Sister Peck is teaching them. We commenced at once to have prayers, and meet in the morning on the front piazza, and read in course. Then, in the evening, on back piazza, explain or have a study of the scriptures. Both seem to be eager to get all the knowledge possible. Evenings they sit up, last Friday evening, until 11 o'clock, all so interested in the study of Daniel that they kept no account of time. Brother Ryan walked to the station and went home to see his family, 14 miles. Brother Woodward seems to be fully as conscientious and diligent as Brother Ryan, but both together are needed and will be for some time to come, if the fruit is properly cared for. This place will need some calculations, which both men can help one another to do. There is preparation to be made for tomato plants, passion fruit, and the getting in of some crops, and Brother James best understands how to tell them what is needed. There can be something done in improving the soil.
Now I have told you as best I can. There must be a cart like ours here, and I understand they have one at the sanitarium loaned out or rented. They must have it here. They can carry the fruit to market and not have to tramp on foot so much, carrying the fruit from the orchard to the sorting house. All this is wearisome. They now pay for transporting fruit to station for market. The trap we have can take a box or two in back, but it is a nice expensive trap and must not be used as a wagon to transport goods. A cook stove will be needed if any fruit is taken care of here. All that can be taken care of by transporting to Kurenbong must be done, for there is not the possibility of doing up any fruit without facilities to do it. We have no stove or kettles of any kind. I tell you so you can tell us what is best to be done. One could put up fruit that is going to waste if it is worthwhile, and would not cost, in the fitting out to do the saving, more than the profit. For we are barehanded in everything. Brother Sharp comes up this morning, I understand. We were misled in regard to our mail, the time it must be in the box, or rather, definite information was not obtained. Mail matter that is 1 hour behind on Friday will not go to Sydney until Sunday night, and will not reach Kurenbong until Monday morning. So you must look over the matter before Maggie gets it off, or only send off in this mail the matter to Brother Tenney and to Brother Herbert Lacey and Brother Colcord. I have seen nothing of Brother Robinson. We did not attend meeting anywhere on Sabbath, but we had meeting in the house. We are certainly doing good missionary work right here, and have a great satisfaction in trying to help those souls which need help. We shall continue to do this work, we hope, for time and for eternity. These souls need to be educated. He, Brother Woodward, is anxious to understand Daniel, and Sister Peck sits right down in the evenings and goes over the investigation as a Bible study, and it is a great blessing to these dear souls. Now I think I have said enough on these things. I am much better than I was. This is the most restful place we have found. There are no houses near, no carriages passing, and we enjoy it very much. I cannot think of anything more to mention. With my sincere love, we expect this to meet you tomorrow noon.